Genes de que el vie profitis erebe fesmo es su web show bin y manamin evgoemos. O aflot en je o en ebnebma o afnit yehon. Y tali y taet sahon. O en tetrias es su web noti. Shainenem shainen teni enitiru amin.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعه الاولى من ليله الخميس من البصره المقدسه بركته علينا امين. من حسقيال النبي بركته المقدسه تكون معنا امين.
فحملني الروح وادخلني الى الدار الداخليه واذا البيت ممتلئ من مجد الرب. فوقفت واذا بصوت يتكلم معي في البيت وكان الرجل واقفا بجانبي وقال لي: اترى يا ابن الانسان مكان عرشي وموضع باطن قدمي؟ هؤلاء الذين يكون فيهم اسمي في وسط بيت اسرائيل الى الابد ولن ينجس بعد البيت بيت إسرائيل اسم القدوس وهم مدبريهم في الاسم وقتل مدبريهم في وسطهم عندما جعلوا بابي عند أبوابهم وعتابي بجانب أعتابهم وجعلوا سياجهم كما لو كانت تمسكني معهم فنجسوا اسم القدوس بأسامهم التي يفعلونها فسحقتهم بغضبي قتلا والآن فليتركوا شرورهم وقتل مدبريهم أمامي فأحل في وسطهم إلى الأبد. وأنت أيضا يا ابن الإنسان اخبر بيت إسرائيل عن البيت وشكله ورسمه فيكفون عن خطاياهم وهؤلاء ينالون عقابهم من أجل كل ما صنعوه وترسم البيت وهيئته ومخارجه وداخله ونظامه وكل أوامره اخبرهم بها واكتب ذلك أمامهم فيحفظون جميع حقوقي وجميع وصاياي ويعملون بها.
The doxology of the first hour of the eve of Thursday, of the holy blessings be with us all, amen. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, power, the glory, forever. Amen. Kielaison tok tetigo nimbio nimbismo nimbiama shayne amin emmanuel bin nuti bin oro sok tetigo nimbio nimbismo nimbiama shayne amin bashoisi sos beristos Basotirin agasos sok tetigom nembio nembizmo nembiamai shayne amin.
Kriyalei son sok tetigom nembio nembizmo nembiamai shayne amin. Emmanuel benuti ben oro sok tetigom nembio nembizmo nembiamai shayne amin. Beshoisi sos beristos. Besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin.
Kriyeleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin. Emmanuel bin Nuti bin Oro sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin. Beshois Isus be Christos Basutirin agasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmonem biamai shayne amin.
Kriyeleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmonem biamai shayne amin. Emmanuel bin Nuti bin Oro sok tetigom nimbio nimbizmonem biamai shayne amin. Beshois Isus be Christos Besutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin.
Kriyeleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin. Emmanuel bin Nuti bin Oro sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin. Beshois Isus be Christos Basutir nagasos sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin.
Kriyeleison sok tetigom nimbio nimbismo nimbiamai shayne amin. Emmanuel bin Nuti bin Oro sok tetigom
our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ, O Lord, for thine the kingdom, power, the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Salmostuda avit ma
oh. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore there was a division among the Jews because of these things, and many of them said, He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind, bow down before the Holy Gospel?
Glory be to God forever.
And ever on into today, yes.
And almost say your
Heviot nem ebshiri.
And beb nev maes awam.
Serene Maria.
Teacherom be
Asmi sinan
emevnoti belos.
The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Bethlehem's lessons be with us all. Amen.
الإله المتعالي على كل رئاسة وكل سلطان في السماء وعلى الأرض. فلذلك قال الآب يحبني فإني أضع نفسي لكي أخذها، وليس أحد ينزعها مني، لكن أنا الذي أضعها بإرادتي. فإن لي سلطان أن أضعها ولي سلطان أن أخذها. فصار انشقاق بين اليهود من أجل هذا الكلام الذي قال لهم. وقال قوم من المنافقين، لماذا تسمعون منه؟ وقال آخرون، هذا الكلام ليس هو كلام إنسان، به شيطان، لا يقدر مجنون أن يفتح عيني أعمى مولود. هو بالحقيقة الذي يضيء أعين قلوب المؤمنين به ما خلى اليهود المخالفين، طمس عيون قلوبهم وأجسادهم كي لا ينظروا بعيونهم ويفهموا بقلوبهم ويرجعوا إليه بمحبة حقيقية ورجاء عظيم وأمانة كاملة، ويغفر لهم كثرة خطاياهم ويسامحهم بذلاتهم. المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا
لكي بألام يخلصنا فنمجده ونرفع اسمه، لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أبي أفشب أمكام
إن أخن أفهمكام
إن تفسوتي أمون
مارنتي أؤناف
تيني تشيسي أمبران
سيافرون أين إيمان
كتب ابن اشتناي
إفلخين أموس في بروفيتيس إرب في اسمو إثواب شوبين مرامين إفقو إموس ناين نيت إفقو إمو أون جيب شايس إفنوتي أرتن شنوتن إخون إفيثيل أوه أرتن إرآنومين أوه نخريخن غالات غالغال أرتن آشاي إبجين إرمت آسفيس أوهن تترياست أوهب النوتي شاينن مشاينن تنيانتي روامين
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الخميس مبصرة مقدسة بركته علينا امين. من عموس النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
A reading from Amos the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. You come to Bethel and act lawlessly and multiply your transgression in Gilgal. You bring your sacrifice in the morning and your tilts every 3 days. Moreover, outside they read things of the law and call for professions. Claim that the children of Israel love these things, says the Lord God. And in all your cities I gave you cleanliness of teeth, and in all your places a lack of bread. Yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. And also I withheld rain from you from 3 months before the harvest. I caused it to rain upon one city while I withheld rain from another. On one field it rained, but where it did not rain, the crop withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet, says the Lord, you did not return to me. I struck you with portion and blight when you multiplied your gardens, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees. The caterpillar devoured them. Yet you did not turn back to me, says the Lord. I sent forth death against you by way of Egypt, and I killed your young men with sword, together with your captured horses. And in my wrath I brought fire upon your army camps. Yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you became like a torch that burns out after being plucked out on the fire. Yet even after all this, you did not return to me, says the Lord. Therefore, O Israel, thus shall I do not do you, and because I will do thus to you, make yourself ready to call upon yourself God, O Israel. For behold, I am the one who strengthened the thunder and creates the wind and proclaim his anointed one to mankind, making the daybreak and the darkness while treading upon the high places of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name. Glory to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
من ليلة الخميس من البصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات.
خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين لنا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين. Kyrie eleison, folks, that in gom, nembion, embismon, embia, maisha, neamin, emmanuel, ben noti, ben oro, folks, that in gom, bia, maisha, neamin, bechoisis, os, bechristos, bestosirina, gatos, folks, that in gom, nembion, embismon, embia, maisha, Neamir
ya laison sokati gom nembio nembismon nembia mai shai neamin emmanuel bennoti ben oro sokati gom nembio nembismon nembia mai shai neamin bechoi sisos peresos besotir natos sokati gom nembio Nembismon embia mai shine ami.
Ye leison tok teti gom nempio nembismon embia mai shine ami. Nemmano il pennoti penoro tok teti gom nempio nembismon embia mai shine. Amin pashoi tisos pe Christos paso tirna katos tok teti gom. Nempi o nempismu nempi amahi shayne amin.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nempi o nempismu nempi amahi shayne amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro tok teti gom nempi o nempismu nempi amahi shayne amin. Bacho insisos peresos Peso tirna hatos tok teti gom nembio nembismo nembia mahi shayne amin.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nempio nembismo nembia mahi shayne amin. Emmanuel pennoti penoro tok teti gom Nempi o nempismo nempia mahi shayne amin. Pasho isisos pe Christos Paso tirna gatos tok teti gom nempi o nempismo nempia mai shayne amin.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nempi o nempismo nempia mai shayne amin. Emmanuel bennoti ben oro tok teti gom nempi o nempismo nempia mai shayne amin. Neamin bechoisisos peresos pesotirnahatos tok teti gom nembio nembismo nembia mahi shayne amin.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nembio nembismo nembia mahi shayne amin. Emmanuel pennoti penoro
توك تيتيكو نمبي او نمبسمو نمبي اماهي شاينع فشويتي سوس بخريستوس فسوتيرنا خاتوس توك تيتيكو نمبي او نمبسمو نمبي اماهي شاينع
كريا ليسون توك تيتيكو نمبي او نمبسمو نمبي اماهي شاينع نامين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين باتشوي سيسوس فرسوس باسو تيرن آهاتوس توك تتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين
كريا ليسون توك تتيقوم نمبيو نمبزمو نمبيا مايشاي نامين امانويل بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتيغو نمبي او نمبسمو نمبي اماهي شاين ان باشو ايسيسوس بخريستوس فاسو تيرنا غاسوس توك تتيغو نمبي او نمبسمو نمبي اماهي شاين امين
كيريا ليسون توك تتيغو نمبي او بيس مونم بي آماهي شايني آمين منو إلبنو تيبن أورو توك تتيغو نم بي أو نم بي اسمو آماهي شايني آمين باتشويسي سوس فخرسوس باسو تيرن آغاسوس سوس تتيغو نمبي آماهي شايني آمين
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملئنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نحن أيضا مذنبين لنا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك وكل المجد إلى الأبد آمين
لمعلمنا مريم مرقس البشير بركته علينا أمين. وفيما هو في بيت عنيا في منزل سمعان الأبرص متكئان جاءت امرأة ومعها قارورة طيب نردين خالص كثير السمان فقصرت القارورة وسكبته على رأسه وكان قوم قد تذمروا فيما بينهم قائلين لما كان هذا الإتلاف وهذا الطيب فإنه كان يمكن أن يباع هذا بأكثر من سلسل ماء الدينار ويعطى للمساكين وكانوا يؤنبونها. فقال لهم يسوع دعوها بالكم تعنفوا أونها عملا حسنا الذي عملته به فإن المساكين معكم كل حين وإذا أردتم أمكنكم أن تحسنوا إليهم كل حين أما أنا فلست معكم في كل حين. عملت ما عندها قد سبقت ودهنت بالطيب جسد للتكفين. الحق الحق وأقول لكم إنهم حيثما يكرز بهذا الإنجيل في العالم كله يخبر أيضا بما عملته هذه تذكارا لها. ثم أن يهوذا الإسخريوطي أحد الاثنى عشر ذهب إلى رؤساء الكهنة لكي يسلمه إليهم فلما سمعوا فرحوا وأعطوا فضة فكان يلتمس فرصة كيف يسلمه بحيلتك
والمجد لله دائما
إبران تتريا
طرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الخميس من البصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
Poured the precious spikenard over the Lord's feet and who wiped them with her hair because of her loyalty and great love. Thus she earned for herself good dividends and her name filled the earth. The disciples spread the word about her deed in all corners of the earth. Her name is honored in all generations and mentioned by all the faithful. Behold these spiritual gifts and the high esteem she gained. Let us be filled with zeal over her virtue and love of the Lord with all our hearts. Not like Judas, who became infuriated by her good deeds. This cost him his evil thoughts and led him to betray his master. And the silver he received as a price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ will perish with him in hell. His name disappeared in a single generation, and he was denied descendants on earth.
Has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Out of all the families of the earth, I have especially known you. Therefore, I shall exact vengeance upon you for all your sins. If two people walk together, will each one not come to know the other? Will a lion roar from his lair in the forest if he has no prey? Will a lion's whelp cry out from his den if he has nothing? Will a bird fall to the earth without a fowler? Will a snare be sprung if it is caught nothing? If a trumpet is sounded in a city, will not the people be alarmed? If evil should be in a city, has not the Lord brought it? For the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals instruction to his servants the prophets. A lion shall roar and will not fear. The Lord God speaks, and who will not prophesy? Proclaim it in the regions among the Assyrians and the lands of Egypt, and say, gather yourself to the mountains of Samaria, and behold the many remarkable things in her midst, and the oppression that is within her. She does not know the things that will come against her, says the Lord. She stores up an injustice and misery in her lands. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, O Tyre, your land round about you shall be made desolate, and your strength shall be sapped from you. Glory to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and to the age of all ages. Amen.
Of the evil, holy Thursday, holy blessings, blessings be with us all, Amen, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, Amen. Kyrie eleison doxathingom nembion embismon embia maichai neamin emmanuel bennoti benoro doxathingom nembismon embia maichai neamin bethoisisos bechristos besotirin agathos doxathingom nembion embismon embia My shine, Amir.
My shine,
Nimbis honim bi amai shayne amin.
Rilei sol tuk titigum nimpi onim pismunim bi amai shayne amin. Manu il penut penuru tuk titigum nimpi onim pismunim bi amai shayne amin. Tashuis Iisus Christus vasutirna tuk titigum Nempion, empismon, empiama, isha, ene, amin.
Kyrie eleison, sotetigom, nempion, empismon, empiama, isha, ene, amin. Emmanuel, benoti, benoro, sotetigom, nempion, empismon, empiama, isha, ene, amin. Besho, isi, sos, verso, besu, tirna, gaso, sotetigom, nempion, Nembis vorem via mai shayne amin.
Rilei sol tuk tetigum nempion empismon empia mai shayne amin. Emmanuel penuti penoro tuk tetigum nempion empismon empia mai shayne amin. Tashuis Iisus Christus vasutirnathos tuk tetigum nempion Εμείς μόνον πιάμαι σαίνε αμή.
Κύριε ελέησον σωθετικόμ νεμπιόν εμπείς μόνον πιάμαι σαίνε αμή. Εμένου ηλπενότη πενόρου σωθετικόμ νεμπιόν εμπείς μόνον πιάμαι σαίνε αμή. Βεσόης Ιησούς Χριστός βεσουτήρν αγαθός σωθετικόμ νεμπιόν Nembis honim bi amai shayne amin.
Kyrie eleison tuk tetigum nempion empismon empiamai shayne amin. Emmanuel penuti penoro tuk tetigum nempion empismon empiamai shayne amin. Tashuis Iisus Christus vasutirnathos tuk tetigum Nempion, empismon, empiamai, shayne, amin.
Kyrie eleison, sotetigom, nempion, empismon, empiamai, shayne, amin. Emmanuel, benot, benoro, sotetigom, nempion, shayne, amin. Beshois, Iisus, Christos, besutir, nagasos, sotetigom, nempion, empismon, empiamai, shayne, amin.
Releison, sotetigom, nempion, empismon, empiamai, shayne, amin. Emmanuel, nuti, penoro, sotetigom, nempion, Εμείς μόνον πιάμαι σαίνε αμήν. Ρασούις Ιησούς Χριστούς βασούτηρν αγαθός τοκ τετίγουμ νεμπιόν εμπισμόν εμπιάμαι σαίνε αμήν.
Κύριε ελέησον τοκ τετίγουμ νεμπιόν εμπισμόν εμπιάμαι Shaine amin Emmanuel benoti benoro sote digom nembi o nembi o nembi amahi shaine amin besho Bechereshos besotir asos sotetigom nembi o nembis o nembi amahi shaine
The majesty,
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى آمين عمان إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي لك القوة والمجد
Our Father who art in heaven.
Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine kingdom, power, the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, Romy, sochni en hanechi en gons chen pohi ey 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 ey
Καταξιών θύρια μας της ακρόσεως του Αγίου Ευαγγελίων, Κύριον και των Θεών ημών, οικετεύσομεν σοφία ορθή ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγελίον.
Ο αναγνωσίστε Ευαγγέλιον εθλόεμ κατά Ιωάννην Αγίον.
Δόξα σοι, Κύριε.
From the unjust men who devise wrongdoing in their heart. They arrayed themselves for all war all day long. Alleluia. We beseech our Lord and God that we may be worthy to hear the holy gospel. In wisdom and uprightness, let us attend to the holy gospel. A reading according to St. John. May His only blessings be with us all. Amen. These things Jesus spoke and departed, and was hidden from them. But although He had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in Him. That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which He spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the heart of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest should they understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men before then, men more than the praise of God. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
Celebrate Tetreias.
En homoseios.
Hebiot nem ebshiri.
En piptel maet oa.
Serene maria.
Ticherom piet nesus.
Et asmisina.
Efnuti
the exposition of the sixth hour, the eve of Thursday, fully blessed, may its blessings be with us all. Amen.
Ashayan Nabi Yasrach Barroh Naho Shab al Gahil Bani Israel, Yubakitum Bair Mohabam Agl, Danas Amalim Wathemi. Lamazar Amanuil was an Amalan Topher al Akul, Fatahadu Akwalum, Mamlu Anyama, Wamelu Il al Khurafat, Amal al Batila, Wagahad Magdilahoto. Anyan Abne al Marzulin was Dara al Ghir Mosmer. بكت رأيهم أيها النبي العظيم لأنهم تشبهوا بآبائهم وكملوا مكيلهم فقال يا رب من صدق خبرنا وذراعك يا رب لمن أعلنت إن صوت الرب هو ابنه الوحيد الذي تراءى بالجسد لبني إسرائيل وعدله ورحمته أظهرهما فيهم ومع هذا لم يطيعوا ولم يؤمنوا به كيف يؤمنون وعشياء سبق فنطق من أجلهم هكذا قائلا إنها أطمس عيونهم وبلت قلوبهم وسقل آذانهم وأفهامهم اسمع يا رب إسرائيل ليس آخر يقوم يخلص شعبك من قبلي إلا يسوع مخلص العالم الذي جعل الاثنين واحدا بتجسده جاء النور إلى خاصته وخاصته لم تقبله بل أحبوا الظلمة والشعوب الغريبة قبلت وصاياه وصارت له شعبا مجتمعا في كل مكان وعرفوا رحمته وغزير نعمته التي أفاضها عليهم كصلاحه المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتعلم عنا لكي بألامه يخلصنا فنمجده ونرفع اسمه
لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمتي
بخريستوس بن صوتي
أخيام شفمك
إن أخن فمك
أمتف صوتي أمون
مارنت يؤونا
تنتشي سيام ففرا
فرعون عيني من
كتفف نشتي الناي
إغول خين إذكيل بيبروفيتيس إربفز مويسو أبشو بيني من آمين إفقوي موس إذ فايسا جينيم إبي إم بسرائيل إبشيري إم إفرومي أوه إك إغوس نو أوه إنت ترياسس أوه بنوتي شاينين ام شاينين تنيين تيرو آمين
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين نبوة الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الخميس من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا امين من حسب خيال النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين
A reading from Ezekiel the prophet made the holy blessings be with us amen Therefore speak to the house of Israel son of man and you shall say to them thus says the Lord Up to this point, your fathers provoked me by the transgressions they committed against me. But I led them into the land I swore with an oath to give them. And they saw every high hill and every shade tree. There they sacrificed to their gods, and there they appointed fragrant offerings and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said to them, What is this high place you go to? So they call its name Bama. To this day, therefore, say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord, Do you defile yourselves with the lawlessness of your fathers, and commit fornication after their abominations? Do you defile yourselves in the first fruits of your gifts, while with all your inventions to this very day? Shall I answer you, O house of Israel? As I live, says the Lord, I will not answer you, nor will an answer occur to your spirit, for it will not be as you say. We will be like the nations and like the tribes of the earth to worship trees and stones. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord, I will reign over you with a mighty hand and with a high arm and with anger poured out. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
تسبحت الساعة 9 من ليلة الخميس من البصحة المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الأرض خبزنا الذي الغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين لنا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين Kyrie eleison to tetigom nembio nembismon embia maishai neamin emmanuel benoti benoro to tetigom nembio nembismon embia maishai neamin betsoisisos bechristos besotirna gatos to tetigom nembio Nimbusmon embia mai shine amir
ya laison tok tetigom nimbio nimbusmon embia mai shine amin emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nimbio nimbusmon embia mai shine amin bechoisisos beresos bezotirna tos tok tetigom nimbio Nembes mon embia mahi shai ne amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shai ne amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shai ne amin. Beshois Isos be Christos besotir nagasos tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi. Shaini amin.
Kiri eleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia maisha. Ne amin emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia maisha. Ne amin bechois isos berenzos bezotir natos tok tetigom nembio. Nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin. Beshois Isos be Christos besotir nagasos tok tetigom
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mahi shaine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mahi shaine amin. Bechois Isos beresos besotir natos tok tetigom nembio Nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia shaine amin. Bechois Isos be Christos besotir nagasos tok tetigom nembio Nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio nembes mon embia mahi shaine amin. Bechois Isos beresos besotir natos Tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mahi shaine amin.
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mahi shaine amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro tok tetigom nembio Bechois Isos be Christos besotir nagasos tok tetigom nembio nembismon embia mahi
shaini amin.
Kiriya leison tok teti gom nembi o nembi esmone bi amahi shaini amin emmenu il penoti ben oro tokteti kom nempi o nempi esmone bi amahi shaini amin beto isi sos pecheres sos beto tiren ahasos sos beti gom nempi o nempi esmo nempi mahi shaini amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
أبانا الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك تأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد آمين.
صلموا استودا Thank you.
Aika ehti ero. Oh, 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 oh,
Oh. فخلصني ومن أيدي جميع الطاردين لينجيني لئلا يخطف نفسي مثل الأسد الليل يا اللهم ترافع علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير بركاته علينا أمين. أبي الذي أعطاني إياها هو أعظم من الكل، فلا يقدر أحد أن يخطفها من يد أبي. أنا وأبي واحد. فتناول اليهود حجارة ليرجموا، فأجابهم يسوع قائلا: أعمالا كثيرة حسنة أريتكم إياها من عند أبي، فمن أجل أي عمل ترجمونني؟ فأجابه اليهود قائلين: لسنا من أجل عمل حسن نرجمك، بل لأجل تجديف، لأنك وأنت إنسان تجعل نفسك إلها. فأجابهم يسوع وقال: أليس مكتوب في ناموسكم أنا قلت أنكم آلهة؟ فإن كان قد قال آلهة لأولئك الذين صارت إليهم كلمة الله ولا يمكن أن ينقض المكتوب، فالذي قدسه الآب وأرسله إلى العالم أتقولون له أنتم أنك تجدف لأني قلت أنا ابن الله؟ إن كنت لا أعمل أعمال أبي فلا تؤمنوا بي، وإن كنت أعملها فإن لم تؤمنوا بي فآمنوا بالأعمال، لتعلموا وتعرفوا أني أنا في أبي وأبي فيّ. Christus Evangelionis Oweb.
وَالْمَجْدُ لِلَّهِ دَائِمًا
فِي نَبْرَانٍ تَتْرِيَّ
إِنْ أُمُوتِيُّ
إِذْ يُتْنِمْ إِفْشِيرِيَّ
إِنْ بِبْنِفْ مَا إِسْءُوَّ
شِرْنِ مَارِيَّ
يشرم بإسنسو
بإتس ميسينا
إمفنوتي بلوغوس
طرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الخميس من بصر المقدسة بركاته علينا أمين.
O you foolish, obstinate, corrupt and contrary people, listen to the merciful with his divine mouth praise the faithful saying, what the Father has given me is more precious than all the things on earth, and no one can take them away from me, from my Father's hand. I and the Father are one with the Holy Spirit without separation. When the Jews in their envy picked the rocks to stone him, he responded to them in modesty saying, I did among you good deeds from my Father. What do you stone me for when I seek your salvation? Know and be certain, you foolish Jews, that I am in my Father and my Father is in me. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through his passion he may save us.
Glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
The Christus ben sorti
of e of shebem ka
in achin nevem ka
in tif sorti emmo
mar in ti ona
ten e chisti em befara
zia ferona in ime
kata befneshtena
Evul ken Ermias bi profetis Fere befez moi soab shuvin iman amin evgoem mos Nain yit evgoem mo En jeb shois jemi Fet ashveri Di fet of ont en je Uau in te treese soab ben noti Shainin im shainin tenin etiru amin.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Thursday of Holy Blessings, blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Jeremiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen.
A reading from Jeremiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. For thus says the Lord, will not who falls arise, or he who turns away, will he not return? Why therefore has this my people turned away from me in a shameful way, strengthened themselves in their choice, and were not willing to return? Indeed, give ear and listen. Will they not speak thus? There is no man who repents of his vices, saying, what have I done? The runner ceases to run his race as the sweating horse ceases to run when he is tired. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed time, as do the turtle dove and the swallow of the field. The sparrow watch for times of their time. But why people do not know the judgment of the Lord? How can you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? The lying pen becomes vanity for the scribes. Wise men are put to shame and convicted, for they rejected the word of the Lord. What wisdom is in them? Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Kenin, Kain, Kesosena, Sonamin, the Saudi, 11th hour of the eve of Thursday, for the best of his blessings. Be with us all, amen, our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Kyrie eleison, tok tetingom nembio,
نم بسمون بيا ماي تاي نيامين منويل بنوتي بنورو صوك ستينغوم نم بيون بسمون بيا ماي تاي نيامين بتشوي سيسوس بخريستوس بسوطيرنا غاتوس صوك ستينغوم نم بيون بسمون بيا My shine, Amen.
Kyrie eleison, sokteti gom, nembi o, nembi smo, nembi a, my shine, Amen. Emmanuel, benoti, benoro, sokteti gom, nembi o, nembi smo, nembi a, my shine, Amen. Besho isi, sos, beristos, besutir nagasos, sokteti gom, nembi o, Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin.
Kriya lai son tok seti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Immanu il bin noti bin oro. Tok seti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Basho isi sos bi Christos. Basho tirin aga sot. Tok seti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amai shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amai shai ni amin. Emmanuel benoti ben oro sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amai shai ni amin. Basho isi sos veristos. Basho tirin aga sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Emmanuel benot benoro tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Basho isi sos be Christos. Basho tirin aga sos tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim Bia mai shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Basho isi sos be Christos. Basho tirin aga sos sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Emmanuel benoti benoro tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Basho isi sos be Christos. Basho tirin aga sos tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim Bia mai shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amai shai ni amin. Emmanuel benoro sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amai shai ni amin. Basho isi sos be Christos. Basho tirin aga sos. Sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Emmanuel benoro sok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin. Basho isi sos be Christos. Basho tirin aga sos tok teti gom nimbi o. Nimbis monim bi amahi shai ni amin.
Kyrie eleison sok teti gom nimbi o. Shaini amin Emmanuel benodi benoro sokteti gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai shaini Amin, Basho.
As we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from an evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the Thine, the King, power, the glory forever.
Mazmur le Daoud le
Amen. ناصري فلا تزعزع أبدا الليلويا. اللهم ترأف علينا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير بركاته علينا أمين. فصاح يسوع وقال: الذي يؤمن بي ليس يؤمن بي بل آمن بالذي أرسلني، ومن يراني فقد رأى الذي أرسلني. أنا قد جئت نورا للعالم حتى كل من يؤمن بي لا يمكث في الظلمة. وإن كان أحدا يسمع كلامي ولا يحفظه فأنا لا أدينه، لأني لم آتي لأدين العالم بل لأخلص العالم. ومن ينكرني ولا يقبل كلامي فله من يدينه. الكلام الذي تكلمت به هو الذي يدينه في اليوم الأخير، لأني لم أتكلم من ذاتي وحدي، بل الآب الذي أرسلني هو الذي أعطاني الوصية ماذا أقول وبماذا أتكلم. وأعلم أن وصيته هي حياة أبدية، والذي أتكلم أنا به كما قال لي أبي هكذا أتكلم.
والمجد لله دائما
من أبران تتريد
إن أموسيون
إبيض نم إبشيرين
إن بابن ما إفعوا
إن ماريا
يتشرون بي اسنسو
يتاسمي سينا
ام ابنو تيبي لغو.
The exposition of the 11th hour of the eve of Thursday, 40 blasphemies, blessings be with us all, amen.
Our Savior, the Son of the living God, said, I am the light of the world. He who believes in me and accepts my words will not be in the darkness. He who denies me and does not want to listen to my words or to obey them, I will not judge him. But the words I said will, because what I say is from the Father who sent me. He gave me the commandment of what to say and what to tell. We believe in you that you are the omnipotent Word of God, the benevolent Father.
Christ our Savior has came and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us. Let's glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Be Christos ben soti
Abi Ashevem ka
Inachenefem ka
Ento soti emon
Arentio na
Dene chisi embemra
Ea ferona inime
Kata bevneshte
Before I begin the sermon, just two quick announcements. This evening, we remember Judas betrayed the Lord. So in this commemoration, the church teaches us to not greet one another from now until after the liturgy of Bright Saturday. So between now and then, we greet each other just by, you know, looking at each other and putting our hands on our chest. We acknowledge each other, but we refrain from the greeting. The second thing is, if anybody wants to bring any flowers for Good Friday, you can bring them tomorrow evening before the service, the Bescha in the evening, and put them in front of the bookstore, so that way they can be used after the service tomorrow evening to decorate the icon. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, this week is full of mysteries, things maybe that we can't understand and we can't quite wrap our heads around. We'll see tomorrow how the Lord of all creation bowed down and he began to wipe the disciples' feet and wash them. And we'll see tomorrow his institution of the Eucharist, where he transforms mere bread and wine into his body and blood, even before his crucifixion. We saw on Sunday that when he needed a donkey to ride in to Jerusalem with, he went and he asked, you know, his disciples to go, and when you find the donkey, tell the owner that the Lord needs it, and the owner will give it to them right away with no questions asked. As if the owner of the donkey was expecting there to be a need for them by the master today. Tomorrow we'll see in the upper room when he tells his disciples to go and prepare a place that they may have the supper together. He'll tell his disciples to go and you'll find a man carrying a pitcher. And when you find this man carrying a pitcher, go in and just follow him. And when you go in, say, where is the room? And he'll say, the room is there, and it's a large room, and it's already furnished. As if everything was already prepared. As if they knew what was coming before even the disciples went to inquire. All these mysteries. The woman today who anointed his feet with the fragrant oil. Again, you might think, okay, why not just give him this? If you want to give somebody a gift, why not just give him this costly ointment and let him do what he wants to with it? Why is it that she broke it and she poured it on his feet? Why would she do this? What compelled her to do this? Was it for his burial? How did she know that he was going to die the day after? But again, all of these are mysteries. The mysteries of the Lord's suffering. The one who created the universe is now going to suffer at the hands of his own creation. We look at all of these mysteries and we can echo something similar that St. John the Baptist said in the beginning of his ministry when he saw the Lord Jesus. He says, I did not know him. I didn't know him. This man is full of mystery. I don't know him. Today we're going to meditate on four revelations that perhaps we didn't consider before, but they're made very clear during this week. And what is my response to these revelations? When God reveals something to me, what is my response to them? Will I be like the woman who gave up everything that she had and was able to pour it at the feet of the Lord? Or is it going to be like Judas, who had this revelation but yet was able to sell the Lord for 30 pieces of silver? The first revelation that perhaps we didn't know and we've come to realize during this week is that our sin deeply grieves the heart of God. Our sin deeply grieves the heart of God. Those who are accustomed to sinning don't grasp quite this at all.
because they do so and they don't even think twice about it. Sometimes our actions that we consider maybe as ordinary also grieve the heart of God and they sadden Him. For example, our neglect to pray when we don't speak with Him saddens His heart and grieves His heart. When we say His name in vain, it saddens His heart. It's one of the Ten Commandments. When we swear or curse, again, things that we might consider as being common, they grieve the heart of God. When I excuse sins as being little, and I just dismiss them like a white lie, these grieve the heart of God. Consider a father who has a son or a child, and maybe he's an adult son, but he wants to discipline his child. And he sees this child being, you know, very stubborn, doesn't want to concede, and they're just butting heads. The father knows he has to discipline his son, although it aches his heart that he has to discipline maybe in this manner. So while he's disciplining, his heart is grieved because his son is being stubborn. He knows when he learns the lesson, this will be best for him. But yet he proceeds to discipline, but yet his heart is grieved. And sometimes if this rebellion is very severe, that the father or mother can experience, you know, physical manifestations of their grief. And we'll see tomorrow in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord's grief, not because of His sin, God, for sure, but for our sin. He was grieved so much for our sin that His sweat became like drops of blood. He's grieved when we rejoice or we normalize sin, and when we question His justice or His fairness. In Malachi chapter 2, He says, "You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, in what way have we wearied Him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good and in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice?" So He says two things. He says, when we look at evil and we do evil and say that this is something good, this grieves the heart of God. When we normalize sin and say of these sins, oh, there's no big deal, everybody's doing it. This is the common thought nowadays. For example, the sin of murder or committing abortion, we say this is choice or a woman's rights. Sexual perversions, we say this is what everybody's doing. Pride or self-glorification, it's rampant on social media, it's all about self-promotion. Lying and deception all over the news, all these things we say, this is something that's normal. The right-hand thief, or the left-hand thief, I'm sorry, the one who unfortunately didn't find grace from the Lord, He says to him, "If you are the Christ, save yourself." He looked at him and saying, "This is not fair. Or if you're really the Christ, then do something about it." Or the soldiers who were spitting on the Lord and blindfolding Him, beating Him, and then saying to Him, "Prophecy, tell us who hit you and who spit on you." Sometimes we do the same with God. We want Him to tell us our life's plans now. And if He doesn't, then we question His justice and His fairness. How is this fair? Sometimes when we complain about serving God, this also grieves His heart. Look what He says in Malachi 3. He says, "Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept His ordinances and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free." So when we are tasked with serving the Lord, and while we're serving Him, we grumble and complain, this saddens and grieves the heart of God. God's heart is also pained when we persist in ignorance and sin. And no one has an excuse nowadays. We have in our pockets, in our devices, a plethora of information now that we can access very quickly and very easily, but yet we still come up with excuses. Look what He says on the mouth of Jeremiah. He says, "Oh my soul, I am pained in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace. For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are silly children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge." So He says our ignorance pains His heart. This week we see God's pains become incarnate in physical form on the cross. the sins that he bore on his shoulders, our sins that he bore on our shoulders, become incarnate in front of us. And one of the fractions of the liturgy, it expresses it very beautifully. And he says, so be sorrowful, my soul, for your sins that cause these sufferings to your compassionate Redeemer. It's our persistence in our sin that cause these sufferings upon our Savior. And it grieves his heart when we look at his suffering and we despise them and do not esteem him. Look what he says in Isaiah 53, the verse that's written there on the curtain. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He's acquainted with grief and of sorrow because of our sins. And what does he continue and say? And we hid, as if it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. So it's like we're looking at him and despising him while he's bearing our sin upon his shoulder. We look at him and we despise him. This sin grieves his heart. This is the first revelation. Perhaps we didn't realize, but when we look at this week, it's very clear to us. The second revelation we didn't know that is very clear to us is that despite the pain of our sins that cause him, Christ continuously makes excuses for our weaknesses. We see, for example, the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane when he asked them to come and let's stay up and pray with me. It's my time, it's my hour, I need to pray. And what did the disciples do? They fell asleep. Not one time, two times, three times in their sleep. And what does the Lord say? He says to them, I know my beloved children, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I know maybe you're willing, your spirit wants to, but your body is weak. That's okay. I'll give you this excuse. Look at what the Lord says on the cross. Those who are crucifying him and are happy that he is hung on the cross there. What does he say about them? He prays to the Father and says, forgive them. And he doesn't stop there. Why does he forgive? Why does he want the Father to forgive them? He says, for they do not know what they do. He says they're ignorant. They don't know that they're crucifying their God. Forgive them, Lord, because of their ignorance. He makes an excuse for them. If you look and consider maybe the gaze that that Lord Jesus gave to St. Peter when he denied him and the rooster crowed, and it says that Peter went out and wept bitterly. And then it says that he made eye contact with the Lord. This wasn't a gaze of judgment, but a gaze of compassion, reminding St. Peter that I told you before you would deny me that I would pray for you that Satan doesn't take your soul. Remember the sinners that I have forgiven before, and remember how I love them. I love you the same. Don't forget this. And this is the last moment he saw the Lord's eyes until the day of the resurrection. And perhaps this is what saved him, was this gaze. Remember, Peter, I prayed for you. Should we continue in sin because he makes excuses for us? No, my beloved, of course. We ought to take caution and be aware that although he makes excuses for us, he desires our purity and our holiness. The third revelation, perhaps we didn't know, and we come to know during this week, is that God arranges ways for our repentance. He's not only grieved by our sin and shows compassion, but he also arranges a way for our repentance. Sometimes we'll find in our life that God orchestrates events to prevent us from a particular sin. I might think of committing a particular sin, and I find somebody call me right when I'm about to sin, and I say, wow, what timing. God saved me from this. Perhaps I was going to somewhere that I shouldn't be going, and it happens that I had a car problem, and this prevented me from going. And we think to ourselves, maybe this is God's way of getting me to repent. Perhaps he creates opportunities for me to turn back, hearing a sermon or hearing a friend or overhearing somebody else speak a word of rebuke, and it rebukes me. Perhaps God sometimes arranges for someone to reach out to me, to call me. And many times we hear this when I wasn't, planning to come to church, and I told God, if somebody doesn't reach out, then I'm not coming, and then somebody reaches out. And it's very quickly. And we say, wow, God is so keen to arrange my repentance even when I might refuse and turn away from Him. Again, if we turn to the example of St. Peter, the Lord planned his repentance before he even sinned. When he told Peter that I prayed for you that Satan wouldn't sift you as wheat. This was a plan before he even committed the sin. So he planned his return before he even fell. If we consider St. Mark the Apostle, and the Gospel of Mark is the only one that records that there was a disciple in the Garden of Gethsemane who left his clothes and he ran away. And the fathers tell us that this was St. Mark himself, who was very weak at the time and says, I can't suffer for him quite yet. So he ran away and fled just like the rest of the disciples, and he left his garment. Perhaps God allowed for this Last Supper tomorrow to be held in St. Mark's house. So this would remind him and have this connection. The Lord was here, and I saw what he said, I saw what he did. And then not only that, but he'll also witness the day of Pentecost, because the disciples would be gathered in his home. And this is where he will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this would strengthen St. Mark. So before even St. Mark left his clothes in the Garden of Gethsemane, God was planning his return from the very beginning. The fourth and final revelation that perhaps I didn't know, and that comes very clear during this week, is that God needs me. God needs me and He needs you. We'll see there are many things throughout this week that God asks us as man to provide and to do. And this shows us that He needs us or He wants us. When we see Him raise Lazarus from the dead, He asks the people to do what? To roll the stone. Certainly the one who is going to raise a man dead after 4 days can move a stone, no problem. But He wants us to participate in His work. He wants us to work with Him. Certainly God can appear to send an angel or even a saint to appear to every person in the world and to preach them good news. But He says, no, I want you all to be my hands and my feet in the world. I want you to share in this blessing. He wants our participation. We look, for example, when He wants to go into Jerusalem, He needs a donkey. So He asks someone, okay, go, and when you find the donkey, tell him the Lord needs it, and He gave it to him right away. The Lord needs us to participate not only in work, but also in what we have, our possessions. This man had a donkey and he offered it to the Lord freely. What do we have that we can offer to the Lord? Of course we have our possessions, we have many things that we can offer to Him, our time, our talents, our homes, our minds, our skills, whatever it is that we have available, we offer to Him. We also see the people in the temple. When the Lord came into the temple and He drove out the money changers, and He told them that I want my house to be a house of prayer, not a den of thieves. So He's saying what? That I want you, the people, to make my house a house of prayer. So He's telling us that He wants each and every one of our houses to be a house of prayer, one where He is welcome and one where He enjoys to abide. And this can also be extended to the temple of our bodies. This is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And it says in Ephesians 4, St. Paul tells us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So how we carry about in our body, the words we say, the way we dress, the way that the places we go, all of these, if they're not fitting for the children of God, they grieve the Holy Spirit that is within us. We saw the woman this evening anoint the Lord with this oil or this ointment as a commemoration of His burial. And this was something very costly. They say it could be sold for 300 denarii, which is enough to feed a family for a year. And usually it's a flask, and it's, once you break it, it's a one-time use. So they would use this usually for their wedding. And this woman gave it and poured it on the Lord freely, didn't think twice, because she loved much. Nothing was too much to give to the Lord. He wants us to do the same. He wants us to love Him like no other. He wants nothing to be compared to Him. And I'll remind you what the Lord said to the disciples, and He says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. So He wants to be the priority in our life, but He wants us to do it. We have to make Him the priority. He will never force Himself to be the priority.
And we might say, well, I'm not ready for that. That's okay. The disciples were the same. They weren't ready for it. St. Peter wasn't ready for it. Denied him three times. That all the disciples fled in the Garden of Gethsemane. They weren't ready for it. But as we see the disciples, as they experience and handle the risen Lord and are granted the gift of the Holy Spirit, they became strong and courageous. And all of them, most of them, they died as martyrs, willing to give up even their life for their love for the Lord Jesus. Then we come to the day of Passover, or the preparation of the Passover tomorrow, where he needs a room. We see again, as I mentioned, the house of St. Mark that is willing to welcome the Lord and to have it furnished and ready for him. This reminds me of Zacchaeus, the one who climbed up into the tree just simply to want to see the Lord. The Lord looked at him again with his eyes that pierced the heart and saw in him not only a person who wants to speak with him, but somebody who wants to invite him to his home. So when he came to him and he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down. This could have been enough for Zacchaeus, that he knew my name. But he said, today I'm going to be in your house. Zacchaeus never invited him verbally, but in his heart he desired this, and the Lord saw this, and he said, today I will be in your house. And he went in his house, and everything changed in his house from that moment forward. His house became sanctified, and he and his whole household were worthy of salvation. We see the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Lord is there in his last moment, he wanted the disciples to come and pray with him. He wanted to be in communion with them in his last hour. The Lord wants to commune with us in prayer. He wants to see our face and hear our voice. As the beautiful verse in Song of Songs says, this is the beloved God or Christ speaking to the soul, to us. He says, let me see your face and let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Every time we stand and pray, he's saying, let me see your face and let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. He also needs someone to help him carry his cross. We saw the Lord as he's going down the road to Golgotha, that Simon the Cyrene came and he bore his cross with him to tell us that he needs us to help carry his cross. And he says again, he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He gave us an example. Just as he carried his cross that was unjustly put on him, he asked us as well to carry our cross, whether it be the cross of sickness, whether it be the cross of being dealt with unjustly. Whatever the cross is, carry it and say that we are, as we suffer with Christ, we'll also be worthy of rising with him. St. Basil the Great says, to suffer for Christ is better than to reign with him. To suffer with him is better than to reign with him. Lastly, we see he needs us to witness to his resurrection and to announce his resurrection. He appeared to Mary Magdalene and said to her, go and tell the disciples and Peter that you have seen me, the risen Lord. So he wanted us to go and to preach and to share this gospel message of the resurrection. So he needs us to share his message throughout all the world. Another great mystery, that God, who again is the creator of the universe, needs us to share in his work. So what is my response when I look at all of these things? Is it going to be that, like Judas, where it's in one ear, out the other, and I despise it and I disregard it? Or is it going to be like the woman who gave up everything so I can participate in God's work as he asked? To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord God, the Father, the Pontificator, and the Holy, only begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches in the world, monasteries, and those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver it from all evil. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom,
and adorn the heavens with stars, and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards, and valleys, with meadows and flowers. O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants who place themselves in your hands and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness, and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness in your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives, and also the clean and unclean animals, for the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O maker and provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds. For you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who received as a guest by your servant Abraham the patriarch and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who place themselves in your hands. Have compassion on the world and save your people from every hardship. Abide in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season, O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt, and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him, and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow our heads and kneel before you, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to your good will, and spare them from famine and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep now your people, and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crops and storehouses with the little they may have. Raise the waters of the river according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense, and have mercy on us. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us, and have mercy on
us.
O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him from his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people, and save them from all calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardships, and upholder of those who trust in you. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light up for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
O worker of wonders and miracles, who fed the thousands with five loaves, raised the dead, bless the wedding in Cana of Galilee. O Lord, bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, trades, products, and all the works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards them. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren, and keep every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
O you who entrusted us with your holy covenants, your body and blood, present with us every day upon the altar through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying, Do this in remembrance of me. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, have mercy on your people and successor of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, St. Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saint disciples, Go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Be also with your people who cry out to you, saying, We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness, and from all envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmuring, doubts, and hardness of heart arising from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
You are the rampart of our salvation, O Mother of God, the invincible fortress. Bring to naught the counsels of the adversary, turn the mournings of your servants into joy. Defend our cities, fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and the churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look on us. O God, our helper, spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the sword, enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on
us.
For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tuedros II, and his pardon apostolic liturgy, our father, the Metropolitan Abba Yusuf, and to confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, we ask of you your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. Again we ask for the safe return of the lost and travelers, support the widows and orphans, abundance for the poor, and those who are in debt pay their debts and forgive them, and those who are in prisons and distress, give them release, heal the sick, and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands, you who manifested your love for mankind. O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, a humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saints, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
Ευνοτι ναϊνάν θεσον αιερόν αριόν αινιμέν χεν τεκμετ ουρόν.
Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον.
Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ευωρον τετι ειρήνη μου ειναι εν τε, κύρινη σεμνινάν εν τε, ειρήνη κανινόβη.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kore volen egazen tete ekklesia aristofteros enneskem shaene.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emmanuel benoti chenten miti tinu chenbo ente beviot.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ente vesmo eron teren, ente vdogo ennenid, ente talishon nishon, ente nefsikin emnen soma.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Tino ashtem moko bechrestos, nabikyo ten avasos.
Mon amin alleluia zuxabatrika eyoke agiobnev mati kenikai kestoseon astonion a tenoshe volen goem moje o benchoi sensos be resos be et of ashe bestofros eke cum cheme satana sabasitin nene chalap sotem mono vonainan kirieleison Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eslogison, amin is moero, stimitania koni ebon, kombiezmo.
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own good will accepted suffering and was crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all spiritual blessings, and support us, complete for us the holy best, and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and in peaceful times. To the never-ending intercession of the Holy Theotokos St. Mary, and of all the choir of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy vessel of our good Savior, may the holy blessing, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Bechristos benoti.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Jesus Christ, say, O Lord, God, the kingdom, Father, glory forever.
And now, love God, the Father's grace, only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Go in peace, peace, O Lord, be with you all. Amen. The prayer tomorrow, the Covenant Thursday, will begin at 8 o'clock, and God willing, conclude with the liturgy at 3 p.m. Many happy returns.